Yo, everybody, what's going on, man? This is T-Ski Valley. I'm giving you guys an extra bonus for today. Well, this evening, right now, I'm recording this. This is fucking October 2nd. You know? October 2nd. We're coming into Halloween. Look how fast this year went by, man. Can you believe it? Shit went by. Yeah, well, this is a bonus episode. Just want to, you know, make up for what I lacked last week. I was kind of busy, you know. But you all are. In this day and age, the new normal. Shout out to Bill Burr, the new normal. That's what we do. We in the new normal, man. So it's a lot of hoops and shit gotta jump through the week. And I do wanna sit down and yap off, but then I do got a family and I gotta kinda deal with them, so. But yo, I didn't forget about y'all. So what I want to do is talk about a few topics today. Really, I don't like to get into politics, you know, but I just want to ask a couple questions about, like, Democrats and Republicans. I want to ask both of y'all, because I ain't named one of y'all, you know what I mean? So I think I'm a real American, cause I don't do the politics. Like, I can't understand how, like, one party won't like the next party, but each party want to do the best thing for the country, but one party will just shut that shit down for 4 to 8 years. Then when they get their turn, they get shut down in 48 years, so how the fuck that shit help any of us out? We're still stuck fucking 16 years back. Like, we still, right now, we're like in 2001. 2000, whenever, you know. If you want to do it like that, shit, we still stuck in the 90s, but the 90s was kind of prosperous. You know? Well, not really. Because I think that's what child support... When did child support come out? That shit got out of hand in the 90s. Yeah, but... Yeah, like, I'm looking at this infrastructure plan. Okay. I see what Biden doing. He's just trying to throw money around and, you know, get his people paid. But at the same time, it's going to be a lot of jobs distributed out. A lot of infrastructure, which we need. Look at the roads. I know here in upstate New York, they don't fix it. They just fucking fill it. They don't fix it. They fill the holes. They don't fix the holes. They fill the holes. And it takes them about 10 weeks to fill the holes. Like, they'll fill a hole in a day, but it take them 10 weeks to close the road down. And then the last day of the 10 weeks, they'll just be like, all right, guys, come on. Time to work. Boop, 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 boop. Fill it. It's done. And then 10 weeks later, that shit looked the same. So I know the hustle, you know? Then you got the Republicans over here. They just don't want to do nothing because Biden's in. They got to keep their agenda because to keep their jobs. And I understand, you know what I mean? But at the same time, you see what climate change is doing. And you can't say this shit is fake. You can't. I know the people in New Orleans ain't saying it's fake. I know everybody in the Gulf ain't saying it's fake. People on the Eastern Seaboard, which I'm from, ain't saying it's fake. Born and raised in New York City, Far Rockaway, Queens. Right on Beach 9th Street, 631. I was 5 minutes up from the beach. I witnessed one hurricane in my life, and it was just rain. It was just rain. And some wind, but shit ain't break my windows out. I lived in a building, son. But I was right off the beach. Like, I'm 5 minutes. I could walk 5 minutes to the beach. Shout out to Far Rock and the Rockaways. But the way we going, in 10 years, the Rockaways ain't going to be there no more. They're going to develop on it. They squeeze all the money they can out that bitch. And that's a shame. It's a fucking shame, man. It's a shame. What else in topics? Well, what else we got? It's just a bonus, you know. Just want to make up for the lackluster. For the lackluster goddamn timing I have. You know, sorry guys. It was a rough week. I'm trying to make it a better one next week. So pray for me, please. Laundry. The fucking laundry dude. Brian Laundry, this nigga. Still ain't caught. Got the head stizzy. Feds, they better get busy. Yo, if they don't find this dude, I think Black Lives Matter should protest. Word up. The only reason we're going to protest is to prove a point. They'll catch the nigga that threw the brick into the goddamn Rite Aid, but they can't catch this nigga that killed his broad. He acting like he's somewhere camping. That nigga ain't camping. That nigga halfway to Cuba. Y'all better find him. Yo, dog, I got you busy, you heard? Word, man. That shit is weird. Like, it's like, how the fuck you looking for him in the swamp? You know damn well he ain't sleeping in no swamp, nigga. Come on. He ain't kill himself. He would have already did it. He would have been dead in the van somewhere. That nigga is halfway to fucking Barbados. Somewhere where there's no extradition. Somewhere where he can still call his moms. Somewhere where he can still get access to American dollars. Yeah, yo, I'm an alcoholic from fucking New York. If I could figure this out, why can't y'all niggas fill this shit? You know, fill it in the blanks. You non-blank filling ass, non-fucking crossword puzzling playing ass niggas. The fuck, man? That nigga was guilty as soon as he came home without the broad. You know what I mean? As soon as he waltzed his monkey ass in the house, like, Mom, Dad, I'm home. Hi, honey, where's Gabby? I have a long story about that, Mom. Well, honey, before you tell us, let's take a camping trip to Nevada, wherever the fuck they went. Right there. Right there, soon as he came in the door. And there was no questions asked. He was guilty. Done. It's over. That's how America works. Nigga, you guilty. And if you win, you still fucking guilty. You know what I'm saying? You're done. You're gonna pay something to do something. How you gonna leave the bitch all the way in fucking Wyoming? Who the fuck even goes to Wyoming? What's in Wyoming? Like, really? Like, what's in... Yo, I hope somebody out there... Matter of fact, I want y'all to... T. Rivers... Kidding. T. Rivers... K-I-D-D-I-N-G... at... gmail.com. Email me questions. I mean, email me some fucking... answers. Where is and what is a Wyoming? Like, I forgot that it was even a state. I thought it was a city. It could be like Wyoming, Nevada. That sounds like a city, Wyoming. What's a city of Wyoming? Is it just Wyoming? Wyoming, Wyoming? So nice they named it twice. What's in Wyoming? Moosehaven? Yeah, I live in Moosehaven, Wyoming. I have a trailer on 48 acres. The Mexican problem up here is ridiculous. Shut the fuck up. Wyoming. Wyoming. Fuck out of here. Another state. The Dakotas. North, South Dakota, like. What's in Dakota? The Rockies? My geography is all off. I don't know. Well, this is a bonus. I'm glad because my whole fucking geography is off. And it's off the rails. And the Dakotas, they're boring. Yeah, man, I'm from North Dakota. Yep, I look at the Colorado Mountains to my left. And I look at the fucking Appalachians to the right. We're in the middle. This is cow country. I don't know about North Dakota. South Dakota, you gotta watch those guys. They like to steal your wires off your cars. Your radio antennas. Ah, who knows about them? No one. You know? I'm an Eastern Seaboard type of guy. Born and raised in New York, like I said. But I've been to Maryland, Baltimore, you know, I've been up and down. I've been to D.C., Philly, Rhode Island. So, you know, upstate New York. That's the state where I know. Pennsylvania, shout out to PA. You know what I mean? What else? What else we got? Florida. But other than that, fuck you motherfuckers. The West Coast is too soft. The South is too old. The East Coast is always just like, we stick to what we know, but we keep it moving to the new school, you heard? But you know what? It is what it is. You guys in the South probably think the East is soft just because we don't fix cars and fucking hunt deer. Well, let me rephrase that. These motherfuckers do hunt some deer up here. Y'all down south, what animals y'all got down there? Y'all got like, I don't know what animals. What y'all got down south? Like, wildebeests or some shit like that? I don't know. I know up here we got deers and black bear. And these motherfuckers still be shooting like varmints. You know? If you hunt a varmint, nigga, you the scum of the earth. Why shoot a raccoon? Let that nigga eat some shit out the garbage. Fucking haters. But anyway, man, this is just a bonus. I was just bored and I can't find my charger to my fucking vape. So, So now I'm just fucking bored and I'm pissed and I think somebody stole my bud, but I'm not gonna say no names. And I'm pissed off, so, you know, I just wanted to give that little tidbit to y'all. And I hope everybody have a great fucking weekend, man. It's gonna be awesome. No matter where you at. If you live in the South, be awesome. If you live on the West Coast, be awesome. If you live on the East Coast, you know you awesome. And if you're fucking living the mid of the America, the middle, like Wyoming, I feel sorry for you motherfuckers, but hopefully you'll spread out and come to the edges. The edges of the country is the shit. You come to the edges, anything near some water, you the bomb. If you ain't got no water, garbage. Like, that's why Salt Lake City. Look at the fucking Utah Jazz. You know what I'm saying? They ain't got nobody want to play there. Salt Lake City, Utah. The only place you can go swimming at is a salted lake. That's disgusting. I just think about going, like, I just think about Salt Lake City as, like, you ever poured fucking sugar in the bowl of cereal, like in the bowl of cornflakes? You eat all the cornflakes, and at the end of the bowl is nothing but sugar water type looking shit. That's what I think the lake of Salt Lake City looks like. Like, you'll get in and come out with salt dripping off your ass. Yeah, man. But anyway, man, I'm sorry to shit on Salt Lake. Shout out to Utah. You guys are the bomb. The Jazz. Donovan Mitchell. Boom bap. But yeah, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to America. I love y'all. I love my country. Even though we fucked up, I love it. Love it to the death. So, yo, it is what it is. This is I'm Just Kidding podcast, because I'm really just kidding. I don't think this country fucked up. Well, yes, I do, but let me shut up before I get canceled. Before I even got on. I'll get canceled before I even came on. Shout out to the eye, man. Let me get out of here. I'm Just Kidding podcast. It's your boy, Titsky Valley. I'm here. Yo, check. Hit me on the email, man. Come on, man. Email me shit. I don't care. Hate mail, love mail, questions, advice. Hit me up at T Rivers. T, letter T, Rivers. R-I-V-E-R-S. Kidding. K-I-D-D-I-N-G. @gmail.com. So let me say that again. It is T Rivers Kidding @gmail.com. Hit me up, man. Let's get intimate. Let's get real. Let's get funny. Let's get hate. Let's get love. I don't give a fuck. Love y'all. Y'all take it easy, man. Have a great weekend, y'all.